Papa John's loves high school football and is proud to partner with Preps KC on the Papa John's Players of the Week program. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John.
Deion Clissa with Preps KC, talking with Blue Springs coach Kelly Donahoe. And coach, coming off a fantastic year. I know it didn't end the way you wanted to. Just made it all the way down the state championship game and lost to a good Kirkwood team. And but you bring a lot of players back off of that squad. How's your summer been, and how do you like what your team has done heading into what is official the first day of practice, even though I know we've been practicing a lot over the last 2 months.
You know, it's funny. This feels like just an extension of the summer, except you have to take all your pads off, you know, just helmet only. But, you know, it's been a really good summer. A majority of our guys are 100% guys all summer of our 20 contact days. And so I'm really proud of what we accomplished in the summer. We got a good group, you know, and it's an experienced group. It's we've had other years like this where we bring back a lot of experience. So we should be a really good football team, but you just know there's a lot of really good football teams out there. So you're always on edge. We just hope our seniors will do a great job leading us.
Well, you guys had some key injuries there down the stretch. Had good players behind them, but how's your health doing coming off that season at the end? I mean, it was such a grind for everybody in the conference, and you throw Rockhurst into the mix. Everybody was banged up at the end of the year.
You are, and depth is so important. And really, all our guys are healthy except Jalen Ivey. It's probably going to take Jalen. I don't think he'll be ready for week one. We're thinking more week two, but for sure week three. I hate that for Jalen, but we feel good about the backs we have. We've got, golly, three other guys returning, that Bailey and Wood and Warmack, obviously. So we got good backs. The Musser kid that moved in from St. Joe is a real special athlete. He's going to carry some balls at tailback besides playing receiver for us. And then, we've got, you know, if our kids can stay unselfish, Deion, that's going to be a big thing. Never been in a scenario like this where, you know, we've had some years where we've had two good backs. We've got like four really good running backs. And the good thing is a couple of them are juniors, so it's not like their last year. But if we can just keep those guys from becoming, you know, real unselfish, we've got a chance to do something pretty special.
Is there a position group that's really stood out to you this summer, or any one group that's really taking a big step forward?
You know, I think the group that we were a little concerned with going this summer was our secondary guys. We had moved one guy around and put three new guys out there, but, man, they have really had a good summer to where we feel like these guys are a strength for us. Confident kids, they're senior kids that have been waiting their turn, and they've taken advantage of, you know, it's Hessaford and Hall at corners, and it's Bellow and Brown at safeties, and those guys have really meshed. I think they're going to be really strong.
When you look at your schedule, I mean, you got, you know, Fayetteville, Arkansas, of course you got Rockhurst as non-con, but then the conference is so tough. How important is that depth going to be for you guys all season long? I mean, that's essentially what I think was the biggest key for a Kansas City team not winning it last year, was just
right. And I think in two ways to look at it, I think that's a big reason we got the title game, was our depth got us there. It just couldn't finish it, you know, because if we didn't have that depth, no way we get by CBC. You know, those guys that filled in last year, Dylan at quarterback, our tailbacks that filled in, gosh, you know, it wasn't just that, but if you remember, Hessaford, who was a starting secondary guy, Hayden Holloway, a starting lineman. We had, I think there was 7 or 8 starters standing on the sideline of that championship game. That's tough. But I'm so impressed with what our kids did to get to the title game. But it wasn't our injuries that cost us the title. It was a real good Kirkwood team. They played great. If all our guys were there, everybody says, well, if your guys were there, you win. I don't know. Kirkwood played a great game, and they deserve to wear that ring. So,
all right, well, good luck the rest of the season.
Thanks, Dion. Appreciate it.